Life in the city has its share of strange and dangerous things. But at least in more populous areas, there is the expectation of the unusual, and a tolerance of the unorthodox. And acts of aggression or sedition are met with swift resolve in the strange find good company. But the city is not the province of the truly bizarre. The weirdest things brew where people have room to roam, under the cover of solitude, into the nooks and crannies that are tucked down too deeply into the landscape, into areas too secluded for the light of day to shine, or the influence of social norm to affect, or the long arm of the law to reach. This is a place where the expectation of consequence and the fear of retribution are unknown. This is where the schemers hide, the occultists practice, and the psychotic take refuge. This is where the overly curious do weird things, and the eccentric know no bounds. This is where the drifters wind up, where the addicts squat in abandoned land, or in silos, or even underground in hidden bunkers. This is where things that are oftentimes too bizarre or repulsive to believe can and do take place. Prepare your mind and join me in a journey into those hidden away places I like to call the Devil's Playground. Gelatophobia, Part 5. There's an obese rat named Jupiter who visits me. I feed him all sorts of scraps. I know I shouldn't, but I do. I guess I'm the culprit of his obesity. But he begs, and I'm in dire need of a friend. Food is the glue of our relationship. Rats are smart, you know. How did he get in here, you wonder? This neighborhood is idyllic. It's gated and the lawns are manicured. It's a billowy ocean of milky bright green. I used to love watching the water sprinklers spritz and spray their dewy twinkle of mist in the mornings. The smell of freshly cut grass and lawnmower exhaust is nostalgic to me. There's a clubhouse and an Olympic-sized swimming pool. It's a great protected escape. But those were different times, and we are in the middle of nowhere. The spectrum of my emotional feeling about this community has shifted to an entirely different place. Just outside the perimeter of this oasis is a wilderness zone. There are all sorts of animals around here. Most are afraid of us, or they were. Jupiter is an exception. The first time I saw him, I thought he was too afraid or too fat to run. He was collapsed in a heap in my garage, after having pillaged a large container of mixed nuts. He was wheezing, lying on his belly, with his arms and legs sticking out. Oh, there's another item I need to restock. 1 10-pound container of mixed nuts. Need to make a mental note of that. I have no face-to-face contact with anyone. I need to sleep. 3 a.m. I got up feeling groggy. It wasn't until I was up for several seconds that I realized I had been awakened by a strange sound. Then I heard it again.
Hungry. Help me. Hungry.
Who's there?
So hungry. Mr. Food Man. So hungry.
Who is this? Now I was about to piss my sheets, I was so freaked out. Having neighbors who were out to get me was one thing, but at least they couldn't get past my security alarm without alerting me. But this voice was coming from inside my home. From inside my wall, it seemed. Then I saw him. He scampered across the floor. He froze for a moment, and his beady eyes glistened from the light streaming from the outside window. Then I saw his little mouth move.
Mr. Food Man, no more food. So hungry.
It was Jupiter. God damn, Jupiter, I didn't know you could talk. Let me get you something to eat. I jumped up and went downstairs to the kitchen. Jupiter stayed behind. His body was weak and shivering. I had been so neglectful. I felt bad. I poured what remained of the nuts into a bowl and then tossed a handful of potato chips on top for garnish. Protein, I thought. The poor little bastard needs protein. So I hacked off a slab of Swiss cheese and added it to the pile. I poured some water into another bowl and I made my way back upstairs. I doubled back and decided to fill my thermos with a perfect whiskey sour concoction that I always kept on tap in the fridge. My nerves were already shot. It's the middle of the night. My neighbors are plotting against me, and now I've got a talking rat in my room. I need a drink. I saw something scamper along the wall out of the corner of my eye, and I froze. After a few seconds, it darted along the wall a little further. Good God! I couldn't believe my eyes. It looked like a human hand running across the floor. God damn it, what? I had to catch it. Wait, am I thinking rationally? This is not the Addams Family, and that's not a thing. God damn it, I should be scared of it. I had no idea what to do. I wasn't expecting this. I rammed my hand into a drawer and fumbled for a flashlight, all the while my eyes were fixated on the spot where I saw the hand. I grabbed the light and flashed a beam at the spot. I saw a quivering chunk of flesh exactly the size of a human hand. I felt nauseated and weak at the knees. Holy shit! It most certainly was a hand. But there was no blood. No cut marks, just a smoothed, rounded nub where the hand should be connected to a human body. Hair prickled on the back of my neck. I rubbed my eyes and looked at it again. I felt the urge to lunge toward it to show it that I wasn't scared of it. How could it see to get around? How could it sense its surroundings? More importantly, what the fuck was it? So I did that. I growled and made a motion like I was going to pounce on it, and it scampered away, and it jumped into the fireplace, and it disappeared up the chimney. I was so full of adrenaline and so in need of a drink, I couldn't stand it. I grabbed the food and the thermos and ran upstairs to get away from the hand. Jupiter was there waiting for me, silently. It was surreal. I turned on the light and I could see his eyes glistening as he stood up on his hind legs in anticipation, his whiskers twitching like little wispy pom-poms. Here you go, buddy, I brought you a feast. This time, he grimaced at me and made some kind of a weird growling noise instead of talking and approached the bowl of food eagerly with his mouth wide open. I stared at his little body, quivering. He looked like a possum. Oh my God, wait! He was a possum! Jupiter was a talking possum, not a talking rat! I needed a drink badly. I poured myself that drink and down it went. Ah! The tang of the mixture was just right. There was nothing else in existence that could quench my thirst and calm my nerves at the same time. I listened to Jupiter crunching on his snacks with his little mouth. I looked around the room. I looked back at my empty cup and filled it again. I repeated this step a few more times until, suddenly, I found myself on the floor realizing that I had lost consciousness and some time had passed. I picked up my spilled glass, which had fallen out of my relaxed hand, and got up off the floor. It was still night, so maybe just an hour or so. I fumbled for my phone. 4:15 a.m. I heard a sprinkler go off outside, then another, and another. Cacophony of sprinklers. That must have been what woke me up. I went to the window to investigate. What I saw bowled me over with a powerful fear that made the hair on my neck prickle and stand on end. In the distance, standing near one of the sprinklers, was one of the conspirators. He wasn't moving or doing anything, except staring directly at my window. Nay, he was staring through my window at me. It was like a scene from a horror movie. If it hadn't been for my slight inebriation, I might have absolutely lost it. I quickly ducked out of view. Subscribe to the Devil's Playground podcast to stay tuned at anchor.fm/thedevilsplayground. And visit our merchandise store at tinyurl.com/thedevilsplaygroundstore. You've been listening to The Devil's Playground.